Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. And as always, Morgan, a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Hey, great to be back with you, Jordan.
Let's talk about what's happening right now, because it is winter, but it doesn't feel like winter. In fact, over the weekend, the Millsite on ice fishing tournament was canceled completely just because it hasn't been safe. I mean, and I think spring activities are starting to creep in now in February.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. One of the spring activities that's wildlife related is gathering shed antlers this time of year. And it's a lot of fun to go out and find an antler and think about the wildlife that's been through there. But that's a time of year that's always exciting. But it's also it's still technically winter, and Utah's wildlife has been through the entire winter, and it's a very demanding and energy expensive for this wildlife. So one thing we hope people will keep in mind is to just be responsible and be ethical while you're out there looking for sheds. And one of the ways that we hope that'll happen, Jordan, is we ask people to take an antler gathering ethics course online before they head out. And in fact, certificate of completion of that course is required for people gathering shed antlers between February 1st and April 15th. You must have that certificate on your person while you're out gathering sheds. And really what that course does is it kind of explains, why it's important to be mindful of wildlife while you're out there. These wildlife are, run-ins with people causes some of these wildlife to use a lot of energy unnecessarily. And that can increase mortality for wildlife and have some negative effects. So, again, those dates are from February 1st to April 15th that you're required to have that certificate on you. And the way you find that course is you go online, you go to wildlife.utah.gov/gathering-shed-antlers. And so that's where you can find this course and get your certificate so you can head out and start looking for sheds. So anyway, that's something we're wanting people to be aware of this year.
There are a lot of rules that need to be followed. I know for some people who maybe just go out casually to hike and they come across antlers, you got to be careful on what you can and can't pick up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Not all antlers are the same. Sometimes you might find an antler that's still attached to the skull plate, or you might find the entire skull with antlers still on them. And that's different than a shed. A shed it's just the antler and it has kind of a burr at the end, but if it's still attached to the skull plate, we want you to leave it there. The reason for that is that might be part of an animal that was poached or killed illegally. And so we have our conservation officers come out and investigate that. And if they determine that it was not an illegal kill, you may be able to take those antlers home with you. But if you find antlers while you're out in the field that are still attached to the skull plate, we ask that you take a photo of this skull from a couple different angles, pinpoint the location of that skull, especially if you can get GPS coordinates on that. That's especially helpful. Report it to a division office. Our office here in Price can be reached at 435-613-3700. And just provide any information about that find in that report. And what we'll do is we'll send a conservation officer out there to look at it, investigate it, make sure that animal died naturally. And if that's the case, you may be able to keep that skull. So, some other things to keep in mind while you're out there is, regulations, these antler gathering regulations also include pronghorn sheaths, elk antlers, deer antlers, and as with, any outdoor activity, you still need written permission to access private land. This certificate for gathering sheds does not guarantee you permission to access private lands. And even if you do have permission to access private lands, you still need the certificate to gather sheds. Another thing to keep in mind, Jordan, is riding ATVs and side-by-sides out in the backcountry is a lot of fun. But it's also important to stay on roads, on designated routes, so that You know, a lot of these places where these sheds are being dropped is crucial winter habitat for this wildlife. And so we want to protect it, and staying on these roads will help, you know, guarantee that we'll have wildlife around in the future and they'll have good habitat. So anyway, these are just some things to keep in mind. Again, those dates for that require you to have the certificate are February 1st through April 15th. And any time outside of those dates, gathering antlers is not regulated. So those are the dates, and that's some good things to keep in mind.
Definitely. Outside of gathering shed antlers and horns, now that we're in February and it's so warm outside, I couldn't believe it. I walked out today, heard birds chirping as I was taking the garbage out. I didn't even have to put a jacket on. I mean, it was so nice outside. What are some of the other activities that we'll be talking about relatively soon? Anything come to mind?
You bet. You know, Utah has a spring turkey hunt that we're really excited about. We have a limited entry hunt and general season hunt coming up. And so, you know, we'll talk again about you know, how to go after turkeys, you know, different strategies to call turkeys in and where to look for them. You know, ice fishing is still happening, even though it's so warm. You know, all these waters down in the valley, they just didn't quite get where they needed to be for ice fishing. But up on the mountain, we still have some areas that are still have some stable ice, and so ice fishing still happening. You know, a lot of fun things. This time of year, we do a lot of turkey transplants. So we take turkeys from places on the Wasatch Front where they're so you know, prolific and sometimes can be a nuisance, and we transfer them down to other places like down here in southeastern Utah and places where we want to grow turkey populations. We kind of supplement those with some ones that were taken from the Wasatch Front so that people can have more hunting opportunities down here. So there's a lot going on. Spring's a great time of year. It's great to see the sun out later, and we hope people will get out and enjoy Utah's wildlife and public land.
No doubt. Morgan, again, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today and share a little bit about gathering some shed antlers and some of the activities coming up. I know that every time you join us and it's more of that spring, summertime, there's a boatload to talk about. I mean, pages and pages of stuff going
on.
I'm looking forward to those times again.
Hey, me too, Jordan. Thanks.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.